Welcome to another edition of Engineering Influence, a podcast by the American Council of Engineering Companies, coming to you right before Thanksgiving with a government affairs update. I got Matt Reifer with us today to go over some issues that are really breaking news in Congress. And Matt, we had some movement on the continuing resolution and the FAST Act rescission. What is happening?
We did. Thanks, Jeff. It's good to be on the podcast again. It was a busy week going into the Thanksgiving break here in D.C., but we got a really, really great outcome in repealing the highway funding rescission that had been scheduled in the last year of the FAST Act. And just by way of background, and not to get into too much of the budget technicalities, but included in the FAST Act was a provision that would have rescinded $7.6 billion in what's called unobligated contract authority from state DOTs, and that was scheduled to go into effect in July of 2020. This was enacted in 2015, so we've known it's been coming. The state DOTs have been planning and preparing in order to try to spend down the balances of their highway federal highway funding so that to lessen the impact of this rescission. But it was going to be significantly problematic, both from a planning and project delivery standpoint, and just from a messaging standpoint, that we're taking money off the table from states at a time when everybody seems to agree that we need to be investing more. So we've been working for months with our coalition partners at AASHTO, representing the state DOTs, the U.S. Chamber, and a number of other contractor groups, in educating members of Congress that this was coming, making them aware, and strongly advocating for repeal of this rescission. And this week we got some great news and a great outcome. The House and Senate passed, as part of the short-term continuing funding resolution, passed a repeal of that $7.6 billion rescission. So that's off the table now. The states have the fully allocated and apportioned funds that they were expecting under the FAST Act in this last year, and they don't have to worry about having that money taken back by Washington. So a really good outcome. We've gotten a lot of great feedback from the DOTs, particularly, who are appreciative of ACEC's advocacy leadership in this space. So that's a good example of partnership in advocacy and outreach, and just a really good outcome for us from a lobbying standpoint, that our partners at the DOTs now have, again, the resources they need and expect to deliver their highway programs in 2020. On the last word blog, there is a map. There's a story article and also a map showing the state-by-state apportionments that were preserved by this repeal provision. So you can see, folks can go on there and see what we saved in highway funding for their state, and pretty significant numbers in a number of different states. So that was a really great outcome for us.
Yeah, that's and really a wide disparity. I mean, some states, it's like, you know, I think it was North Dakota had like 4 million, but then Texas, almost $1 billion of contract authority that they would have seen erased if the rescission went forward.
Correct, yes. And certain programs were exempt from the rescission, and depending on how the state had planned for it, they were going to get hit very hard. I was actually just out in Omaha a couple weeks ago, and in Lincoln at a transportation conference with ACEC Nebraska. And Nebraska had been planning and preparing for this for years. And so their percentage was very, very small because they had spent down their balances. But New Jersey, Texas,
Pennsylvania, Maryland, and, I think also.
Yep, and other states were going to hit very hard. So yeah, it's a really great outcome across the board, but particularly for those states.
And it was one of those slow burning issues, because this is not new. I mean, this has been around since 2015. It was written into the FAST Act, and it was one of those things that just loomed in the background. And members of Congress, unless they were on the T&I committee or directly involved in transportation policy, really weren't aware of it, because not much attention was being really directed. So it really was up to our group and our coalition members, or our members of our larger, you know, groups, the chamber, like you said, AASHTO and others, to really do an education effort to say, listen, this is serious, and this needs to happen. You need to repeal this rescission.
Yes, correct. And what really put it over the edge, if we think, for us was in late October, the Federal Highway Administration calculated the state-by-state numbers based on the percentage of unobligated contract authority that were held by the DOTs. So then the members could see, okay, this is what my state is stands to lose, and that raised the stakes for everybody.
Yeah.
So again, really great outcome. We're very pleased that this was included in the CR. And on a related note, obviously, very pleased that the CR itself passed.
Yeah.
So we avoided a short-term government shutdown or lapse in appropriations. And now lawmakers have until December 20 to finalize, we hope, the funding bills for the various departments and agencies, including all the transportation and other infrastructure accounts for the coming fiscal year. So yeah, we'll be working in December with those folks to get those spending bills over the finish line.
I like to push it right up to Christmas Eve, don't they? It's become a long-running joke in Washington that if the Senate is in session on Christmas Day, it tells you where things are in a budgetary cycle. But that's extremely good information for, of course, our members doing work in the public sector and for state DOTs. But let's also talk about NEPA, because there have been some action on that as well.
Yeah, thanks. This week, ACEC joined with 33 other trade associations and industry groups in reaching out to the White House Council on Environmental Quality, urging CEQ to issue updates to NEPA implementing regulations. Earlier this year, ACEC had submitted comments in response to a CEQ solicitation for input on a number of different categories and questions about how do we update and modernize the federal environmental review and permitting process. And the goal there for ACEC is obviously to increase infrastructure investment and project delivery and development, but also in a manner that strengthens and enhances and protects environmental stewardship. Our firms have the expertise in this field. They're delivering, NEPA products and managing the NEPA process for their state and local clients, helping them navigate that. So we bring a scientific and environmental expertise to bear on these questions. So we've already submitted technical input, again, in response to that inquiry. And now we are joining with a bunch of other industries in urging CEQ to move forward with an actual proposal. And this is cross-cutting with agriculture, energy, forestry, manufacturing, as well as transportation and infrastructure. So pretty much across the economy and across a number of different industry sectors. We participated in a closed-door meeting with CEQ officials this week and, again, delivered that message to urge them to move forward with a proposal, get it out for public comment so we can, review what they're thinking about and move that process forward. It has been 4 decades since NEPA implementing regulations went through this kind of review process, so we think it's timely. And again, we'll bring a lot of technical and scientific expertise to bear under that issue.
Yeah, and that's great, because we're on the front lines of that issue. All of our members listening, if you have an interest in this, to reach out. And if they're going to be soliciting input throughout this process, it's best to have our members engaged and front and center on the regulatory process on this.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I'll also note the Transportation Committee is working closely with the Environment and Energy and Water Committee here at ACEC National. We've got a cross-cutting task force of members that are help leading this effort, but certainly welcome to other input and participants as we move forward. You know, under our new strategic plan at ACEC, we're committed to being thought leaders in the infrastructure space, and this is one of those areas where we can bring that expertise to bear in a way that helps federal agencies help with us with our clients.
Absolutely. So that's really the two main things that have been happening in Washington Congress that directly impact the industry at this point. As always, we never really stop here in Washington. We will always be checking and seeing what's going on the halls of Congress as things kind of wrap up for the year. But again, we're going to be keeping our eyes specifically on the next steps with the CR, really, and the next steps with the spending bills. And of course, we have our eyes open on tax, energy, on immigration issues as well. The minute that we have breaking news on that, we'll let you guys know and keep you apprised of that. But for now, that's the Government Affairs Update for November 2019. Everyone have a safe and happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you in December.